This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون.
After that, we move on to the next parable, which comes after a few verses after this. And here we have two parables, and they are back-to-back verses. Verse number 39 and verse number 40 of Surah An-Nur. And both of these parables are the opposite of the parable of the light of Allah. And so we just spoke about the parable of Allah's light, and this is basically the light of Iman in the heart of the believer. Now we look at the opposite of that, and that is the darkness that the kafir lives in. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 39 of Surah An-Nur,
وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابَهُ وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here in verse 39 of Surah An-Nur, as for the disbelievers, as for those who disbelieve, their deeds are like a mirage in a desert, which a thirsty one, he thinks it is water, until when he comes to it, he finds it to be nothing. Instead, he finds Allah before him, meaning in the hereafter, and Allah will pay him his due. He will recompense him in full, and Allah is swift in reckoning. And so here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares the deeds of the kuffar. He compares the deeds of the kuffar to a mirage in the desert. And this parable is concerning basically the end result of the deeds of the kuffar. And previously we took another parable talking about the same thing, the same theme. What is the end result? What is the end result of the good deeds that the kuffar do? And so the end result is that their deeds go to waste and they don't benefit from them in any way whatsoever. And this is the parable we have here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he compares the deeds of the disbelievers to a mirage in the desert. But this parable here, it is concerning the disbelievers who think that they are rightly guided. The disbelievers who think that they are rightly guided. In the next verse, and the next parable that we will take, it is the same thing, the deeds of the disbelievers, but the disbelievers who are ignorant and who don't know if they are rightly guided or not. But here, in this parable, we are talking about the disbelievers who think that they are rightly guided. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares their deeds to a mirage in the desert. And so a mirage in the desert is, what it means is basically, it doesn't even have to be in the desert, but in the heat of the summer, many times if you look in the distance, you're outside and you look in the far away distance, you can see what seems to be water. You can see what seems to be water, but in reality it is not water, but simply an illusion. It is an illusion, you are being deceived. But when do you find out that, oh, it was only an illusion? When do you find out that, you know, this wasn't really water? You find out only when you come to it and you find that there's nothing there. And so this is exactly how the kuffar are, or anyone who is ignorant of the truth. This is how they are, whether they be disbelievers or whether they be some Muslims who are misguided, who are, you know, indulging in different kinds of innovations. They think that they are upon right guidance, but when the realities become clear to them and the veil of misguidance is removed, they see that what they had been upon of beliefs and actions all along was nothing but false and far from the truth. Notice how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the mirage is in an empty land, in a desert, in a barren land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِقِيعَةٍ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ. A qi'a is basically a barren land, a desert, which has no life, no vegetation, no animals, no humans. And the mirage is simply an illusion. No reality to it. Likewise are the hearts of these misguided people. Likewise is their hearts. Their hearts are empty of the life of Iman and the light of guidance. Also notice how Allah mentions, يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً. The thirsty person thinks that it is water. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا. Until when he comes to it, he finds that there's nothing there. And so such a thirsty person, when he is in desperate need of something to quench his thirst, he comes to find out that what he had thought all along was water that will quench his thirst, he comes and he finds that it's not water. Likewise will be these people when they come on the Day of Judgment, at a time when they'll be desperate. They'll be desperately in need of their deeds. But when they come, they'll find that there's nothing there. There's no trace of their good deeds. As Allah says elsewhere, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. And then we will turn to what they had done of good deeds, and we will make it to become like dust that is dispersed. Before their very eyes, the rewards of their deeds will become reduced to particles, dust that is dispersed, at a time when they are desperately in need of those rewards. So this is the example of the misguided person who thinks that he is upon guidance. This is the parable that Allah gives concerning his deeds that he does. Among the lessons that we can learn from this parable is, firstly, there is no person upon falsehood who hopes for his falsehood to benefit him, except that he will not find it benefiting him at a time when he will be most in need of it. And so those who are misguided, like we said, whether they be kuffar, whether they be misguided Muslims who belong to misguided sects, or they follow and are involved in certain kind of practices and innovations that are contrary to Islam, while thinking that, you know, they are upon guidance, while thinking that the good deeds that they are doing are actually going to benefit them. And so on the Day of Judgment, when they will come hoping to find their rewards, they won't find anything. The second lesson that we learn is that any good deed that is not purified with Iman, any good deed that is not purified with Iman and Ikhlas, sincerity, it is like a dead animal. What is the ruling concerning a dead animal? Is it halal or haram? When we say dead animal, we're talking about al-mayta. And so in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade us from eating al-mayta. Hurrima alaykum al-mayta. Al-mayta is haram. What is al-mayta? Al-mayta is an animal that you find that is dead. You don't know how it died. It was not slaughtered in accordance to, you know, Islamic rules. It may have been, you know, it may have died of an injury. It may have been killed by a predator, whatever the case be. So it is haram for us to take that and to slaughter it and to cut it up and eat it. It's haram. Any good deed that is not purified with Iman is like al-mayta. You cannot eat its meat, even if it is from the most delicious and the most precious of animals. And so your good deeds, no matter how great they are, no matter how profound your good deeds are, if you did them without Iman, meaning a kafir, he performs good deeds, no matter how great those good deeds are, or if you did it without ikhlas, and you're a Muslim, and you did it without sincerity, then it's of no value, no matter how precious the deed may seem outwardly. The third lesson that we learn is that the end result of the thirsty person that Allah mentions here, the thirsty person who is in a desert and, you know, he saw what he thought to be water and it was only a mirage, and so he comes to it and he finds out that it's not water. The end result for him is that he simply loses hope in finding water at this particular moment. But he says, okay, let me move on. Perhaps I'll find water elsewhere. So he loses hope temporarily, but then he'll move on and look for water elsewhere. As for the kafir, not only will his end result be that he doesn't find any reward for his good deeds, but on top of that, he won't have any chance to move on, like the thirsty person in the desert. He won't have any opportunity to come back to the dunya, to come with Iman and good deeds. For him, he will face nothing but punishment, and punishment that is eternal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us Iman and to keep us firm upon it, and to grant us ikhlas and sincerity of intention with regards to our good deeds. And with that, we come to the end of this session. And insha'Allah ta'ala, in the next session, we will move on to the next verse here in Surah An-Nur, the next parable, and that is verse 40 of Surah An-Nur. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.